We've got one planning and zoning issue on T10 Highway, and then a racetrack issue. So we'll get started here in just a minute or so. Again, if there's anybody out in the hall that wants to speak to one of these issues, you need to come in the room up to the podium and sign our sign-up sheet, please. I'd like to welcome everybody. We start our meeting with a prayer and then the Pledge of Allegiance. And as soon as these two ladies are through signing, we'll get started.
Before you start, I want to see if how many people are interested in the agenda, or we'll just announce the agenda when we get you.
Okay. We're puzzled. We don't know where our agendas are, but they're surely on the way. There they go. She just walked in the door.
If so, what we'll do is we'll announce what's on the agenda so that unless you personally want one, she can go make copies for the number of people that's here. Or we can, as Chuck just mentioned, there's only a few items there, and we go through the agenda and announce word by word as they go down anyway. So
we'll
whatever your wishes might be. If you wish for an agenda, raise your hand, and she'll go get one.
We've got, after the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll approve our minutes. And then we've got accounts payable that we vote on. Then we'll have the public comment section, which is opportunity for the folks to comment on issues that are not on the agenda. After that, we've got the racetrack issue, and we've got the Board of Association decision on T10 road variance. Then our department heads and other opportunities. So if you're here for the racetrack issue or the T10 road Rex Grady issue, if you would, we'll put you off and take you under that area. The reason being, under public comment, the way the rules work, the county commission cannot enter into it to questions and comments on issues that are not posted on the agenda. And the reason for that is that you may be here for or against something, and the opposite side, if they don't know what's going to be talked about today, it's not fair to that other side to have a big discussion when they don't know about it. So that's the way that works. And we'll go ahead and get started. If you would stand with me, we'll start with a prayer, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your kindness to us, your grace, and your mercy. We acknowledge you this morning, God. Ask for your help in our lives, help in our county government. I pray for this county commission that you'd help us with decisions that we have to make. We lift up our nation to you, God. Pray that your hand would be upon our nation and help us with the issues, the problems, the things that we're facing today. Lift up our leaders to you and our military. Thank you, God, that we take this time and recognize you and realize that we need you, God, in every part of our lives. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, next is our meeting minutes. Are you ready to go on those?
Yes, I have one correction on the 13th. Let's go ahead and approve the others, and then we'll get the...
According to Bob, we probably shouldn't even do the 13th since we're not posted for it. Is that right?
Yes, sir. if you're not posted for it, better not.
Do it the next meeting.
I mean, not that it's going to create a major problem, but I'd just send you away.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve the 20th, 22nd, and 23rd of July.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
I'll second that. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Journal entries or transfers. I don't think we've got any this morning. And let me back up. Commissioner Straffis, Western Commissioner Straffis, is vacant, as everybody can see. And he's back Friday, right?
Thursday.
Okay. Okay, public comment. I guess you want to call out some names for us or name? Mickey?
Patsy.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you out there, and we thank you for your support today. I think we're all here not because we want to be, but because we have to be. We are here today addressing you, the Taney County Commissioners, because we are aware that you are a part of the Board of Equalization. Now we are standing up and we are speaking up for one-third of the Taney County residents who got hit with a major property tax increase this year. For example, I live right here in Forsyth in the Taney Como Terrace condominiums. My first assessment this year involved an 87% increase. Some of my neighbors received over a 90% increase. My appraised total went from $79,000. I probably don't even need the mic. I'm fired up. Some of my neighbors received over a 90% increase. My appraised total went from $79,000 to $148,000. There was an outcry. There was a reduction. Now, I only have a 60% increase. I say only a 60% increase. One-third of the Taney County residents were singled out, discriminated against, and stuck with an unfair and disproportionate share of the tax burden. While two-thirds of the Taney County residents received no increase, and most of them are not even aware of the problem. We understand that. However, is this fair? How would you react if you got a 60% increase in your property taxes? We are asking for fair and equal treatment. We are demanding that all property taxes for all Taney County residents be held at the 2008 level until all Taney County residents receive a fair and equal assessment. Many of us, we've tried talking to Mr. Strahan. We have tried appealing to the Board of Equalization. We have had very limited success. Gentlemen, you must recognize, surely you realize the injustice represented here. And yet, as far as we can tell, nobody is really listening and nobody seems to care. So, do you hear me now? We the people elected you. You work for us. All Taney County residents deserve fair and equal treatment. As it is now, one-third have been singled out and set apart. This one-third is speaking up now. We are demanding that our taxes be held at the 2008 level until there is fair and equal assessment across the board. Well, the buck always has to stop somewhere. The buck stops with our county assessor, Mr. Strahan. He is responsible for this inequality of property taxes among the residents of Taney County. He is responsible for this ongoing, never-ending battle with the state. So here we are now. We're finally, I say finally, we are speaking up and standing up for one-third of the Taney County residents who are fed up with this tax injustice. We are fired up, and we will not give up until we, too, receive fair and equal treatment, roll back our taxes to the 2008 level. This is not the end of this fight for justice. It is only the beginning. We have been silent too long. For those people, for some of you people, you know, that you might have thought, hey, we can't fight City Hall, I say we can and we must. Is there not a cause? Join us in this fight. This is your county, too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Who's next, Nikki?
Amanda?
Where'd you go, Amanda?
Scared her off.
Amanda's on a different issue, so that might be better anyhow. Okay, who's next?
Josh Smith.
Josh? Okay, we'll put you down to the regular business.
Wayne Harding.
You want to wait, Wayne? That all right?
Mel Ballard?
Please, folks, please keep your silence. We got a big crowd, and folks want to hear. So, okay.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak.
I can't hear
you. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity to speak. I'd like everyone to know here that I'm a retiree. I've been retired for 10 years, and I'm finding it very difficult in these hard times to keep up with the cost of living. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I've had my medical premiums go up about 600 to 700% in the last 10 years. And I had to sell one home, a nice brick home with basement, three bedrooms. I moved down here to Taney County just a little over a year ago to try to reduce my tax burden. Now, if they go ahead with this increase like they're planning on doing, my taxes are going to be higher here on a two-bedroom condo than they were on my three-bedroom brick home. And I say brick, it was bricked all the way around. And I find a little bit of a problem with this. And I want to thank the lady for speaking very eloquently. And she covered a lot of the things that I wanted to cover. But I do want to say that as a veteran and as a retiree, I find it hard to believe that an area such as Taney County, who touts it publicly, that this is a place that people could, a good place for people to retire to, and then get down here and have my taxes increased over 59% in 1 year. And this tax burden is going to be placed primarily on people who can least afford to pay it. Veterans, retirees, widows, and widowers. Now, why is it that we're going to be taxing these people that can least afford to pay it? And some other people in this county are not going to be raised 59%. So I support the proposal to freeze these taxes at the 2008 level until such time as all properties can be reevaluated and set these taxes on a more even scale for everyone. Thank you for your time.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Alzora's on another issue. We'll save her.
Bob Mason?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling to speak. Thank all the people from the area who are here to Backus. I moved from eastern Taney County to the condominiums, basically for the same reason this gentleman just spoke on. Our national situation we're in, now I have two homes. That's failed, fell through, which isn't your problem. I talked to the assessor when I got this first notice, and it was pretty hard on the old ticker, to say it like it is. I called for an appointment, went in and talked to him, and I got a reduction back of 56%. And I thought, well, at least the man's trying. And I believe that. However, as I did a little bit more studying of the issue, I learned that the majority of the high rent districts, so to speak, in Taney County, including the condos in those areas, from the information I've been given, had no increase at all. Why did we have a man that we voted for, believe in? And I see another Mr. Strahan here that I voted for. I got another issue there that came up at another time. Why are we picking out a small group of homes of retirement people on fixed income right here in our back door from this place we stand and laying it on? Had we not asked from the 90-some percent increase, there would have been no decrease. 50-some percent increase is an insult when you learn. It's insult to our brothers, Christian or non, to realize that we have put people in office in our own county that really don't have that much care or thought about folks in the entire county. We shouldn't take the brunt of it. Thank you.
Phil Gardner. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. Good morning to everyone. Most of what needs to be said has been said. I don't think it should come as any surprise to the board that you've got the crowd here this morning that you have due to the issue involved. It's my understanding that some of this increased assessment was based on a unit in Taney Como Terrace that was sold about a year and a half ago to a California resident who had no knowledge of local prices and paid way more than he should have, and that set a precedent for what these units are supposedly worth. The problem becomes more than just what's been already mentioned. The problem becomes that unemployment is up, incomes are down, maintenance fees are up, selling prices are down, and there's currently over 10 or more units on the market. So if you're in a bad situation, if you're retired and on a fixed income and you're being squeezed, you can't even get out because you can't sell a unit. There's no buyers at this point in time. We're in a hard economic situation here. And I think that's got to be taken into consideration. Costs and prices of everything are going up, and now taxes are going up near 60%, and you can't get out. There's no way to get out from under. You can list your unit on the market, and there's no buyers. Nobody wants them at that price. And when they come to learn, and if they think they want it, and they come to learn what the taxes on these places are going to be, they're going to back away from it anyway. I think we should consider those things when we consider the overall situation of what we've done here in raising the taxes on a small percentage of the county and left the rest of the county untouched. I thank you all for your time.
Thanks, sir. Hey, Tom, would you mind waiting?
We're on two different issues.
Okay.
This issue as well as the other.
All right. Go ahead.
My name's Tom Goldsworthy. I live on Victor Church Road. I'm also a retired military living on a fixed income. I agree with the lady who first stood up here, the other retired gentleman, and everybody else that has spoke about the tax issue, because I know for a fact that our tax assessor's office, his computers don't talk to the other computers in the same building, much less now that they've moved around and all of this. They don't know if John Smith lives at 2506 Victor Church Road or if it's next door Joe Blow lives there, because his computers are not up to date with who has what property in this county, number one. We found that out when we went around doing petitions, and a lot of names got marked off because they don't live there. Well, how did I get that person's name and address from that house where they live? Seems like some of the money that we finally got back from the state should be going to upgrade and fix his computer problems so that they do know who lives where. And just like me, they got me living on residential, like I got 11 acres and they got like half of it marked as residential, which it's not. I only live on 2 acres of residential, which I pay more taxes on than I do my non-residential property. And it's like, okay, but go ask them to fix it. They can't, because they don't know how.
Okay. Hey, Tom. Dorothy Pine. Dorothy Pine. Did you want to?
P-R-I-C-E, Price.
I'm sorry, Dorothy Price.
I'm speaking on the rush track issue.
Okay, Dorothy, we'll get you in just a little bit. Thank you.
Randy Flagg.
Randy's on the T-10.
Jim Holtz.
Hotz.
I'm speaking on the racetrack.
Okay.
Randy Guerin.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm speaking on the issue of the increase in taxes for our condominiums. When I moved into our condominiums, it was very much affordable, and a single girl, and I could afford moving in there and afford paying the prices for it. Now, today, the prices are becoming so expensive. Plus, of course, the cost of food, the cost of everything, the cost of living, the cost of electric, and now the increase in real estate tax, that it's very, very, very difficult. And I know in our condominium complex that there are at least 15% of condominiums, or let me say 10%, of condominiums that are up for sale. And there are also probably 10% of the condominiums that are for rental. They don't rent. They just sit there. And so under situations such as this, and under people such as we are with the income as we are, I'm unable to figure out how the county can assess us this amount of money, and especially at these hard times and so forth. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Annie Robertson?
I'm for the racetrack.
Okay.
That's the end of the list.
Okay. We'll take a 5-minute recess, if that's all right with you, Danny. And anyone that wants to stay is welcome to stay.
And I want you to stay.
And Danny'd like you to stay. Okay?
I understand there's another gentleman on public comment.
James.
James Strahan.
Did you sign up?
James?
James Strahan on public comment.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Been listening in the hall and basically have spoken to probably 50% of this crowd. But I heard a lot of things that didn't make any sense. What happened... I heard someone saying they couldn't believe the county had raised all this up on people. The county don't get none of it. The county levies no taxes against the property owners of Taney County, but I believe the last gentleman said that he couldn't believe the county would raise taxes. Been talking lots of taxes here this morning, and that's not the assessor's job. Taxes has nothing to do with what we do. We appraise property. We appraise it at market value as required by statute. I noticed Mr. Lampe sitting back here in the crowd, who worked for the assessor's office many years and now lives in the condos down over the hill. And I heard of many mistakes being made in our office on footages and stuff. And I know that these condos were all appraised prior to me coming to office. And I'm assuming that Mr. Lampe helped work on part of that. He's very familiar with the area. Real smart, intelligent man. I also want to tell you folks that 9 out of the random drawing from the State Tax Commission that started this withholding from the Taney County, the funding, 9 of those draws out of 35 were condos. This is not a pick on condo session. This is not a pick on anyone session. I've heard the statement made that maybe the assessor was picking on condos. There was 15,000 notices went out. 3,500 went to condos. And all condos didn't get raised. This was based on sales information. right here in my hand, 13 sales. I heard a gentleman express 1 sale of a California buyer. Not so. Right there they are, free will. Anyone in here wants them, pass them out to you. There's nothing to 1 California buyer. There's 13 buyers all over the country in 07 and 08. This is the things I wanted to clarify. I'm not upset at you folks. I know you're upset at me. I got a raise too, by the way.
Was it 57%, 90%?
The market value is what we're striving for.
Excuse me, folks. The meeting is a county commission meeting. If you want to talk to James about his assessment, this isn't the place to do it.
I gave everyone in here, if you didn't get the message, I apologize. You had an opportunity and was looked at to bring an appraisal in. And what that tells me is maybe the appraisers throughout the county couldn't beat the value I had on the books, so it didn't happen. I would be assuming, with the amount of people that are here today, that an appraisal could have been presented defeating the assessor's value. if it was out there. But I don't believe that happened. Maybe I'm wrong. And I want you to know that I gave everyone that chance. I talked to many familiar faces when I turned around here that I personally said, go get an appraisal, and I hope to God you beat me. Now, I believe they can say that, as gentlemen, through truth and honesty, that I told them that. I don't feel as I've done anyone through my procedure of having to appraise property, I've done anyone wrong. Got the information. This is not hearsay. This is true information that I have to abide by. If I don't abide by it, it costs everyone in the county. You want to know why we've had money withheld? Because I have to take this information and do to the best of my ability of what these values are, and the state said they're not correct. So I have to fix that situation. There's just as many residents got increased in Taney County as condos. I don't want that information out there that I've picked on someone. I have not picked on anyone. There was even properties lowered due to sales studies come in. So as to say that the assessor is picking on this particular group of condos is absurd. We have valued property as the state tells us to value property, state guidelines, not the state tax commission. These are guidelines handed down for me to do my job. And it's not guidelines for people to influence by saying to me, you're doing your job wrong. Because I can say that to anyone in this room, that they're doing their job wrong. But the proof is right here that I'm not doing my job wrong. The proof is right here that I kept this to the conservative end of appraisal. Now then, one last thing. Mr. Jack Johnston's back here in the crowd, and he had an appraisal brought in. If you folks would have done that, Mr. Pinnell would have made a motion to lower it 30% below that, and I would have been in more trouble with the state, because that's exactly what he did above a certified appraisal turned in to the assessor. Thank you very much.
No. There's other avenues. Okay, we'll move on to... James, or Danny said he wanted folks to stay, so...
Well, I want to recess, but I mean, people can come back in here and stay in the meeting, is what I'm saying.
If some are leaving, it's going to be disruptive.
Well, that's what I was planning to do, but Danny said he didn't want to do that, so I was respecting
I'll sit right here, and we'll go through the rest of the business. I would have kind of, you know...
If you're saying let's recess, that's what I wanted to do, Danny, so just say so, and we'll have a recess.
Well, I would like for the citizens that have stood up and complained, talked about things that are of interest to every citizen in this county, to stay and listen to the total process. I'm glad to see a large crowd here this morning to take interest in their county government, and I'm glad to see that everybody is represented. I hope that everybody's taxes in 2011 are lowered to the proper level that the state requires in the appraisal process and the assessment process. But until the time the information that has been used to assess properties before five gentlemen sat on the BOE, so I'd like for you to sit here and visit about this situation so you can understand more. And I'm glad to see the interest, no matter whether it be good or bad. I heard my name mentioned, and basically I've not received a phone call from this gentleman, but I can say that everybody that calls me knows that I return their phone calls and receive some kind of an answer to their reply. So anyway, I would like to take a recess for everybody's comfort, not only my own, and like to have you come back and sit in the meeting. I'd like a 5-minute recess.
Okay, I've got some comments since commissioners are going to comment. So we'll take a 5-minute recess and come back.